visas to help Myanmar cyclone survivors are difficult to get. A believer applies for asylum in Europe after an attack, and a Christian sponsorship program gives hope to whole communities in Congo. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The cyclone Nargis death toll continues to climb in Myanmar, with tens of thousands missing and over a million homeless. American-based aid teams are having trouble getting in to work. International Aid's Milton Amayan says the devastation won't be resolved quickly. Because of the problems getting aid in as first responder, they're looking further ahead at rebuilding.
The infrastructure, things like housing, medical clinics, and services will have to be restarted. And our health equipment and our abilities to restore services will be in play during that second phase.
Believers have already promised funds to assist purchasing emergency supplies. Amayan says their help is a strong witness to Christ. Pray
that God's people would respond, both in prayer and in generosity. Pray that God would melt the hearts of the people in the government to open the doors for people coming from the outside to help them.
Meanwhile, aid to the victims of Myanmar's cyclone could be slow and expensive. Global aid networker Gain USA is a team en route to assist the needs and respond. Power is out, bridges and roads are destroyed, and the global food crisis could make the disaster even worse, says Gain's Charles Detter.
Myanmar is known to be one of the largest producers of rice and exports of rice. And so we're hearing that they have food stockpiled, although the prices are going through the roof.
Gain plans to help, especially with water purification. While Christians are helping physically, Detter says that's not their only motivation.
Any time that we can go in and provide real tangible help, it will be an opportunity to demonstrate the love of Jesus Christ in very real ways. And if there are other opportunities to express that, we will look for those as well.
Prayer is needed not only for access, but for funding to offset the high cost of aid. You're listening to Mission Network News. At least 150 people have taken shelter at a Bible college in Myanmar since Cyclone Nargis destroyed the simple bamboo homes they live in. Gospel for Asia faces shortages of fresh food and water and a three-month loss of electricity as it tries to help the displaced. It's one of the few organizations allowed into this Buddhist country, even as the government relaxes its rule against outside aid. Pray that God will use GFA's ministry to spread the gospel in Myanmar. Meanwhile, a Christian man and his wife have applied for asylum in Europe after being attacked by militant Muslims in Jordan. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that the man is on trial for converting to Christianity in 1993. The government's taken his children and is in the process of annulling his marriage. The man fled the country when asked to renounce his Christian faith in a court hearing but refused. Pray that his children see the faith of their father and follow in his footsteps. And a partnership in Congo is helping orphans live a more hopeful life. The Evangelical Free Church of America's partnership with the Free Church in Congo is called Global Fingerprints. Jen Castro explains.
We are leaving the fingerprint of Christ on these orphans and giving them hope that they would otherwise not be experiencing. We're bringing them hope by providing them spiritual care, educational. We're paying for their schooling. We are giving them medical care. And we are providing them nutritional care through micro-projects in their communities.
Just $25 a month covers all those needs, and thankfully, the food crisis hasn't yet affected the program. Talking to a caretaker, Castro says they realized how the program affects more than a single child.
We asked her, you know, how her life had been changed, and she was just speechless and said, "I have no words. I'm just so blessed and I'm so happy." And to see the name of Christ having, you know, good report and good rumors going on in these communities, it's really beautiful.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real-life persecution around the world. Get The Eastern Bride DVD from Open Doors by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.